Blog Talk Radio.
Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Doctonegai and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. Nice to hear your voice. I love your voice. Thank all
Thank
of you for being here. Thank you for helping me with the audio before the show started. We always have to check that because I'm not as adept at Richard, the producer. I'm just over here kind of fumbling and mumbling to kind of walk my way through whatever is going on. And we're doing this show because we think it is incredibly needed for the people, to give the people enough information to make credible decisions. And we're going to talk about something very, very serious tonight, our brain, and what is being done to our brain and how we can stop it. I've come to the conclusion that all of us, maybe even newborns, are having a problem with our brain. And so we're going to give out information, and we've made a decision today. The more people that join us on Blog Talk Radio over there with Richard, the more points we get with Blog Talk Radio. So even if you are here with us on WebEx, would you go check in over at Blog Talk Radio at 347-850-1407. And I think that is part of why we lost our special status to we get up be on the front page, because we started video broadcasting this through WebEx, and you can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, and go to Happy Hour under radio, because a lot of people like to watch the show and they don't go listen at Blog Talk. But the more people who listen at Blog Talk, the better stats we get and the higher up we are on the list for people who come in and listen, or for people who, what do you call it? Listen to the archive. Listen to it recorded.
Listen to the archive. Well, and the other thing that people can do, costs you nothing. You do have to sign up, but it's really a powerful thing, and it gives you some benefit. It gives you benefits. What I'm going to say is actually go to Blog Talk Radio, and I'll put the shortcut for the link, for instance, to this show over at WebEx. People at Blog Talk Radio already have it. Is if you go to blogtalkradio.com, and then if you haven't been to the show, but I'll put it in the link, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and search for Sherry Edwards, and you'll see the bazillions of shows, over 500 audios I see there now, which blows my mind. And you can sign up for free for a Blog Talk account, and what that allows you to do is to then click that you want to follow. You find Sherry, you click to follow that show. And so that shows them, you know, that more people are paying attention. And also it gives you the benefit of then you get notifications. They don't send out other advertising. It's only about shows that you follow. You'll get a notification that this show is coming up or what is coming up on that show, or if I put something out on, because I run the Blog Talk Radio side, if I put out a promotion or some sort of information promoting the show through the Blog Talk Radio platform, you'll get information about that that's only coming from Blog Talk Radio. And it gives us the points that adds it back up that, you know, ladder of getting more attention from Blog Talk Radio. And there's a lot of good listening at Blog Talk Radio that you can still listen to for free with an account. You don't have to sign up or pay anything. You can listen to a whole bunch of shows. I forget how many thousands of hours are recorded a day on Blog Talk Radio, but it's a lot. So that's my pitch for that. That's a great way to do it.
It says we have 610 videos, audios there. Sometimes when we do pre-records, we don't do the video broadcast, but the audios are there. And most every show that we have done has been for the public for their information. Somebody wrote me an email and said, you only do stuff about sickness and illness and bad stuff and politics. Can't you do something happy? So we're going to look for some happy guests to bring happy stuff. But I think if people are healthy, they're happy. Or more happy, I should say it that way.
Yeah.
Richard, I know you have at least one announcement.
I do, and if you can put that up. This is in the category of blows my mind, and in the category of insert the expletive of your choice, because I cannot use any of the ones that I would like to use. But just imagine some bad ones. This goes to a pattern I've been ranting about lately of, wait a minute, isn't the government supposed to be working for us? Isn't Congress supposed to be voted in by us and working for us? That's my foundational part. So the title of this article, which I'll post in both chats, is Government Shutdown Looms Due to Partisan Clash Over Flint Aid. So we're talking about Flint, Michigan, where there was a big, bad, you know, bogus event that occurred, a series of clusters of bad events, I'll say in a nice voice, that caused people in Michigan to be getting, you know, high levels of lead. You know, hundreds of children and thousands of people have been exposed to high levels of lead. They continue to have that happen. And what's going on is one side of Congress, I believe the fascist Republicans, have decided that they want to withhold the signing of the budget to keep the government closing down, which is the game they play every year. They want to withhold, or the Dems are threatening to not approve the budget because the Republicans are saying, we don't want to fund the Flint money, the $220 million to Flint for aid that they need now. So we're going to, one side is wanting to say, we want to hold that aid for now because we want to review that. The other side is saying, what? The frack. And are saying, we're not going to approve the budget until you say, we're going to float that. We're going to say, yes, that money to the Flint people who have now been toxified for 2 years deserve that damn money. So, of course, now
the
game goes on.
The lead does cause a decrease in IQ, all kinds of toxicities, brain damage.
All sorts of long-term brain damage, reduced cognitive abilities. I mean, it's bad, bad, bad. And
the worst thing,
this is what's happening.
One of the worst things I think about this is the Flint officials brought in their own water and didn't drink the city water. They've now been convicted that they knew the water was bad, and they let the people drink it anyway. There's no word in the English language bad enough to call them. Despicable times 12 or something.
Yeah. Like I say, none of the words that I want to use, I can use. But I posted in that chat, you know, it's horrific to me that this is happening, and it's horrific that this is how government operates, is they hold this thing out here, which is obviously deserved, as a manipulative tool to control something. That is total bullpucky. To have,
yes.
You know, they're not going to fund the city of Flint that needs this money 2 years ago because they want to manipulate something else.
Everybody
should just be fired.
Yes, everybody and anybody that's holding this up just ought to be fired on the spot because the people are suffering and they don't care. All right.
Okay.
It gets worse, people. We had Stephanie Seneff on the show several times, and one of the things that she was saying was glyphosate. Glyphosate is causing some of this dementia, brain dead stuff that's going on, even though it's been going on for a long, long time. And we did Nancy Pelosi, who's right in the middle of this article, that and Mitch McConnell. We did both of them and did their vocal prints, and both of them have a degree of dementia. Compared to other people with a diagnosis of dementia, Pelosi, McConnell, and Reed, all three of them have some similar frequencies in their voice that indicate that they have, here's Reed and McConnell. Oh, not available. Boy, my computer's being weirded again. But these are on our site showing that they have some of these similarities. Ronald Reagan is on our site, and this was done in 1964, this particular recording, and we were able to show that he had a kind of Alzheimer's that dealt with copper and zinc. 1964. Then we recently did Robin Williams. Well, that's not it. Wherever my mouse is pointing, it's going to the one above it. Good grief. Robin Williams. I see this. There it comes up. So we were able to look at his and announce before it was ever announced on by his family. We did this 2 years before it was known that he had Lewy proteins and a form of dementia. When we looked at this, it was from a recording that he had done with Ellen DeGeneres. And I was on the Power Hour the day after Robin Williams committed suicide. And I said, I don't believe this was depression. Excuse me. I think it was some sort of dementia. And they said, oh, no, no, no. And the next day, his wife announced that he had dementia. And these are the Lewy protein markers. These markers are in Hillary Clinton's vocal print. These markers are in a lot of people that we've already done. I'm thinking that most of us have some kind of issue here with dementia of some kind. And that is not what I was looking for. My computer just collapsed here, people. I'm looking for the show that I just had up. That is just crazy. Didn't you see all the things across the top here? And the whole thing just dived, so I don't know what's going on. Experimental studies.
Is it somewhere on one of your hidden screens? Would it be appearing on another screen?
I'll just have to go back and pick them all up. Government shutdown loom. Oh, first aid. There it is. That was yours that we had up. So combining some of this with lots and lots of people have dementia. And here are some of the pictures. Willy Wonka from the Chocolate Factory. Robin Williams. Casey Kasem. Gordie Howe, Edmund O'Brien. I need to find people that people can recognize their name. Rosa Parks, Margaret Rutherford, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Winston Churchill, Jack Lord of Hawaii 5-0, Arlene Francis, Scotty from Star Trek, Peter Falk, Estelle Getty from... I don't remember their show about the three...
Golden Girls.
Thank you. Burgess Meredith, Glenn Campbell, Dear Abby, Charles Bronson. Look, the list goes on. There's over 1,000 people in this list that are famous. Charlton Heston, Rita Hayworth, Margaret Thatcher. I think I have found maybe an answer, and we're doing this so we can stop it now. Part of our show is about predictive medicine or predictions of people's health, and we've not looked at that before. We're going to look at it tonight. When we did Hillary Clinton's file, there was a new experimental medicine that showed up in her chart 3 times. Nilotinib, it looks like, N-I-L-O-T-I-N-I-B, nilotinib. Now, fine, well, and good that they have this wonderful new medication that can stop the effects of mental degeneration. But look at its cost. Kroger Pharmacy, $10,541 for 28 capsules. Walgreens, $10,643. Walmart, $10,888. Why? Kmart, $11,000 and something. I bet if somebody would go to a Canadian pharmacy, it would be a lot less. But in the United States, they are trying to gouge us. Now, the reason why. I said we had had Stephanie Seneff, and she thinks it is glyphosate because she sees a relationship between the introduction of glyphosate and dementia, and it's expanding. Somebody sent me some statistics. 1 out of 3 families have somebody with dementia. Well, I started looking, and glyphosate is the same frequency as B12. So I thought, what does B12 have to do with dementia? Well, yes, thinking, but not a lot. So I started tearing down glyphosate, the Roundup that they're putting on all of our foods, and they're spraying it on the foods right before they pick it to get rid of the green foliage so that the seeds of the corn or the soybeans or whatever is easier to pick. And so that is getting into the actual seed or whatever they're choosing to harvest. And when I looked at it, there's something called polyethylated tallowamine, P-O-E-A for short. And that is a surfactant. They add it to it like an adjuvant in a vaccine to make this thing more potent so that it will get into the leaf or the seed and kill it quickly. And I traced down the numbers. It's this culprit that is causing the leaky gut and all the digestive issues. The brain barrier is starting to be leaky. So this stuff is getting into the brain, and the brain knows it's poison, and it doesn't want to kill you right now. So just like in the body, and we've done studies on this, that there's a toxin in the body, and the body creates fat around it, so it insulates it, and it can't get to your metabolism and kill you really quick. So DDT turns into DDD and lays down a layer of fat on your stomach. So detoxing first is something that we have to keep in mind when we're dealing with people who want to lose weight, especially the belly fat. So same thing in the brain. This gets through this brain barrier. It's a toxin. It'll kill you instantly. The brain runs over and says, oh, give me something quick to wrap this up in. And it creates a little fat capsule. And it ends up being plaque. And that's what's causing this. We are so stupid as human beings, or so greedy and money-grubbing, that we are killing our environment, and we got floods and rains and all kinds of things that shouldn't be happening. And with these pesticides, we're killing our internal environment, the terrain of our guts, the terrain of our brain. What is it causing? Richard says, follow the money. I will check and see if somebody has their mic open, Robert. Okay, I think I took care of it. But we have decoded these glyphosate surfactants. There's another one. I don't think it is as problematic. But this messes up your parathyroid. It messes up your ability to digest food. And it certainly has things to do with your brain. Now, if they can use the glyphosate, whether they're doing it on purpose or not, and they can force us to pay $10,000 for 28 capsules, who has the power here? You're going to die, or you're going to ask the government to pay for it. And the government always has strings. And you're going to vote this way, you're going to do this, you're going to take this vaccine, you're going to do this with your family, you're going to not have children. They're going to be in control. Am I on some kind of rant about genocide and population control? You bet your bottom dollar that's where it's going. We warned about this years ago, that there's going to be a disease that's going to cost so much, well, cancer for one. And it probably, when you're in the hospital, it'll probably cost at least $10,000 for a week. But what can we do about it? Well, we've got three programs now: Alzheimer's, neuroplasticity, and Lewy proteins. And we are going to be doing a class about it. I don't know if it's up yet. A two-day class in which we are going to give away the Alzheimer's software, October 6th and 7th. And the more people in that class, the more we'll be able to give away. The more people who listen to our radio show, the more we can give away. We're trying to spread the word of what all of this is. And that's why tonight we're going to be talking about these Lewy proteins and showing you how to use the software. And we've put the software up on our portal. We're trying to make it easy for everybody so that you can go in, get a vocal print. You don't have to pull the points. It just gives you the report. And each month we're going to put up a new software there. So beginning October 1st, you'll be able to join our portal, soundhealthoptions.com. Would somebody please put that in the chat? Robert is saying the sound may not be breathing. It may be your mic or Richard's mic rubbing against cloth material. My mic is setting off by itself and nothing is touching it.
How's the air conditioner?
The air conditioner is off. That was Tommy.
Yeah.
There's nothing else going on in here. So I don't know what's happening. There is a fan, but I don't think I can reach it. I'll have to cut this out. Where are we in recording this? We're at 2401. Okay, I'll cut it off. I will go get something. Hang on.
While you're doing that, I want to toss in the, I think it's really interesting that you're talking about some sort of ethylated tallow, considering on Sunday's show when we, with Andrew Wecker and Stephen Hoer, Andreas Wecker has this amazing line of seed oils that the seeds themselves, I mean, they're all non-GMO, that part is all great, but the way he's figured out a way to extract oils to have them have a low amount of oxidation and be very shelf stable. And how Stephen wrapped down how these oils are so micro clusters in a certain way that they can actually get to the cell wall, and the positive effect of that on the cell wall, and how it gives, you know, actual energy to the mitochondria in the ATP to affect the Krebs cycle. So you're saying, in a certain way, the reverse thing about this ethylated tallowamine, by the fact that it's wrapping itself around the cell wall and blocking it. So that's
it's drilling
scary.
Holes in it.
Ick.
Yes, in beans, lentils, corn, soy, beets. Well, the beets are still underground, but it's getting to the top of the beets. I think that is kind of crazy, particularly when these Lewy proteins, and I'll put this link in the chat for everyone, these Lewy proteins are at the base of dementia from Alzheimer's, dementia from diabetes. Lewy protein dementia, it is the number one killer in England right now. Now, what is England doing that the U.S. isn't? I don't know. But people are getting very, very rich on our sickness. Here, meet America's richest drug dealer. And the article is, Forbes released its list of America's richest families again, and this time there are a few new faces, the Sackler family. Don't know them? Well, you'll likely know someone who is potentially addicted to their products. The Sackler family is the world's richest drug dealer, and it is all legal. The family owns Samford, Connecticut-based Purdue Pharmaceutical. Purdue is the maker of OxyContin. Because of OxyContin, the Sackler family is now richer than the Bushes, the Mellons, the Rockefellers. The Sacklers own every crevice of Purdue Pharmaceutical. There are no partners. They share the spoils of their drug slinging with no one but themselves. Our goal for the rest of this year is to be able to come up with a way to see and produce drugs through sound. We've been able to do it so far with painkillers. We did it to somebody who just broke their toe here yesterday in using the sound of a painkiller to take away the bone pain. I think we can learn with everybody pulling together and giving us information. And we have about 300 practitioners now who are giving us back information as they're doing these experiments. And this is what this class is on the 6th and 7th. That's what this happy hour is about, teaching you to use these softwares so that you can give us back data. Do you think we're just fools giving away some kind of class that has all kinds of strings attached and stipulations to it, that you have to purchase this and you have to do that and you have to stand on your head in a bucket of water? You know, we're doing it because it needs to be done and America needs it. I want to set America free from $10,000 worth of drugs a month, 28 pills for one possible issue that they have. It's just too crazy. Something has to give. And that's what we're trying to do, to set up this idea of self-health and giving you the software. Yes, you have to buy a microphone. It's about $40. And if I was rich, I'd give everybody a microphone. But we work on a shoestring here every month trying to meet payroll and pay the bills. We are barely surviving, but we are doing it because the people have to know and they have to take back dominion over their own health. Absolutely. One of the things that people wanted to know, and I should have asked or answered this first, they wanted to know how they could go look at our tutorials. So if you'll go to Sound Health and go to Downloads, go to Nano Voice, N-A-N-O, and go to these little purple and blue triangles, and you click up will come 9 or 10, I can't remember how many, tutorials on how to use our Visual Basic software. And if you go to soundhealthportal.com, there are, I think, 17 tutorials there on how to do this on the portal. Very soon, it's going to come a time when you will be able to pick up your microphone and say, blah, 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 how do I feel today, da, 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 and it will give you out the nutrients that you need within a minute. The diseases you're heading toward, whatever you mark up that you want, how my arthritis is doing, it'll just pop out for you. Yes, you'll pay some monthly fee for it, but it'll keep you out of the clutches. Ooh, I can't say that, can I? I'll say it anyway. It'll keep you out of the clutches of the doctor's offices and big pharma who are using you as a way to make money. Just like their chickens, they take their eggs, they make money off the chickens. They're doing the same to us. We are their cash cow. And it's time to stop. Robert, that's a good point. I will look at that. Quickly trademark and patent the whole thing. We have provisional patents in place. And provisional means we don't have to give up any information. And we just renew those provisional patents so nobody can ever get into them. Medical community can use it to sue. Well, if we get everybody trained, then they can't sue everybody. And that's why we thought if we give this away, there'll be lots and lots of people taking these classes and sharing this information. So that was the goal of what we're trying to do. Yes, we're trying to get it all on the internet. And we're trying to be very cautious and say, Hillary Clinton's vocal print looks like other people's vocal print that was already diagnosed with Parkinson's or dementia. We're not saying Hillary has dementia. We're saying, comparatively speaking, people with similar problems and diseases and traumas and toxins have similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. This is math as medicine. It is a new kind of medicine. Tommy, could I get you to volunteer tonight for the dementia thing?
Okay.
Not that I have any suspicions. I just don't want anybody to freak out, and I know that you know
and
how to take this.
Hey, I saw a T-shirt the other day. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. That was just a bonus.
Okay.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you, Tommy. That's great. I will use that. Thank you.
I saw my T-shirt yesterday.
I am going to use the Alzheimer's software, cancel, because
okay.
I don't have the Lewy Protein P yet. Tommy works on our computer programs, and I can't use the version with all the frequencies in here. But we're going to ask Tommy to give us a vocal print through a program called Audacity. And Audacity is not our program. It is one that you can get online. You can follow the instructions on our site to do all of this. Going to download maybe the radiation software that we keep up all the time. And here's a booklet. Just double-click on this and you can download. It'll give you all the instructions. And the Audacity program is here at Audacity. There's a new address for this, isn't there? Somebody sent this to me, and I totally forgot it until just right this second.
I just put it in the
chat
at WebEx.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I just won't put mine in then. Okay. So you guys can go back and look at that. So Tommy is going to use this free program, and you don't need all the bells and whistles, and sometimes you come into it in some ways and they want you to buy it. Just ignore that. This is just a real simple freebie program. And we're going to hit red, and that means record. And Tommy's going to start giving us 30 seconds. Now, Tommy is a musician, and he probably knows thousands and thousands of songs, so his memory is probably pretty good. I have a memory for numbers, but I can't remember where I left my coat or my car keys. So there's certain kinds of memories. So Tommy's going to give us 30 seconds, and we're going to use that to run it through the program and then look at...
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready to start talking, and I'll start talking now. Yeah, I do have a lot of songs in my head because I'm in... Oh, I'm too loud. Okay, I'll back off. I do have... Gosh, I'm holding the mic further back, Sherry. Still hot, isn't it? Let's start over.
Okay. Yellow gold square that says stop, so we're just going to kill this. It gives you instructions in the booklet of what this should look like. So
now I'm going to start talking again, and we'll see if that's any better. Oh, boy, it's still... Okay, I'm going to hold it from there. I can't believe I'm holding it to arm length. But that's probably going to be good enough for us to... Oh, no? Okay. Maybe I should check on my... I'll check on my volume here in a second. Give me a second.
Because I had to sneeze.
Okay, I'm going to reduce my volume for just a second, so don't... Sorry, can you hold on?
Okay.
I'll change it.
It was looking pretty good there.
I'm going to get a good sample for us. Let's see.
Ready?
Not quite.
You're adjusting your volume?
Yeah, okay. I think I'm ready now. Okay, so what I have... I have a lot of songs in my head because I have to play music in a lot of different bands. And, yeah, I think that's serving me well. But I do have an aunt who is 90-something. She's my mother's sister. She's 91, and she thinks she's 59. I have my mom's first cousin had terrible dementia where she was actually inventing new languages. So it's something on my mom's side. I don't know much about my dad's side as far as dementia, but most of my both parents were in good shape as far as mental faculties before they passed. Okay, you got enough?
Yes. So
that's pretty good size. Oh, that's pretty good sample.
Great. We're going to take out this. It looks like it's nothing. Just clip it out with the little scissors there. Or you can roll over all of these, but you really don't have to. You can also just say delete, and it'll... Just chop it out. You need somewhere between 15 and 45 seconds to do this. The instruction booklet is very clear. It has lots of pictures. You can't do it wrong unless you don't read the book. Okay, we're going to not save this, but export Tommy and Dementia, D-E-M. E-N-S.
So we got an interesting question from Robert Fay. That's kind of interesting.
Okay, what is the question?
He asks, what sound is being delivered by the media to cause disease in the public? Think about the question. The words can act just like drugs. Words equal thought forms. Could be like drugs.
Yes.
A manifestation of something within the body. So words have power, is what he's saying. But sound, maybe there's a sound that we're getting. I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking sometimes these towers are used for that because we had a big call center here, and we had several people come in that the cancer on their skin was right where they were wearing that little thing from their ear to their voice, just a little thin pencil line, thin skin cancer. So it's in our electronics at the same time. So I think that is a problem. Any frequency, no matter if it's white light, would probably be detrimental if it was overabundant, too much. I shouldn't have said that about white light. I don't know if you can get too much white light. So what I did was go in and export and give this a name and I exported it into my WAV files. Now, I'm going to minimize that and keep it, and I'm going to pop over here to an Abacus program. This is also free. See right there. This is free on our site. And I'm going to say import that WAV file that we just did for Tommy, Tommy A. Priakas. Whoa, that's a really weird one. It's green. I can't see it very well. I'm going to turn it to blue. Look at where that jumps right there. When something jumps that quickly, there's some problem in there. And it's jumping up and above this gray grid that's supposed to be the normal voice. So there's some methylation thing going on with this. It's a little trauma spike.
Wow, I'm having some digestive issues today.
And
I'm not noticing that from the chart, but I'm just telling you today it's been not too good.
Tommy, when's your birthday?
June 2nd. 56.
Now, we can pull these points by ourselves. We can roll over them. I'm just using my left mouse and expanding that and say, I want that one. And it'll put it over here in this list, two lists of 12. And it'll give a directionality. I could put that that was a high. Because anything above this gray grid is too high. Anything below it is too low. He didn't have anything too low. So we're probably going to have some problems trying to do this at a public level, but I'll show you a trick around it. That problem doesn't happen with the portal if you want to jump on and use it. So instead of going through all of these by themselves, just pull points, and it just grabbed all of these points, no lows whatsoever. And notice that it grabbed the one that we wanted. Now, if you were doing this in the professional class, we can mark that with an X because we want to come back and look at it and know what it is, 89 something or the other. But this grid is active from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. It measures with 2 decimal points. And from the lowest sound, the highest sound to the lowest sound. So we have taught the computer to pull points. So it chose all highs. Now, you can get away with this, I think, the very first time, and maybe in the Alzheimer's it's been fixed. But if you have no lows and the computer won't make your report for you, you go in here and arbitrarily mark 6 things low, because you have to pick 6 highs and 6 lows at the public level. And that's just so people can't break the database. So we'll try it this way, and if we can't do it, we'll come back and fake some lows, but keep in mind that they're all highs. Now, you don't save this, because if you save it, all it saves is this picture. I'm going to hit the Rubik's Cube down here. Classes, there's how to prepare your computer for class, and in the little booklet about Bioacoustic Basics, that blue and yellow booklet, it tells you how to set all of this up. And in every class that we do, we usually go through it on the Guardian program, which is a special underground group that if you want to be a part of, we give you extra information because it's a private group and we can give you more information than we can in just the public course. So I've saved this. I'm going to minimize it, and then I'm going to open the computer program.
Are we going to have to fool the computer to because they're all highs?
I don't know. Sometimes the very first time you put it in, well.
It depends on which version. If this is the latest version, it's gonna protest.
Well, we'll go back and do it. Well, Tommy, I put this in GNS and I lost it. RS, it's not there. So I'm going to have to go back to my abacus and see where I put it. I put it in waves? No, I didn't. GNS? Oh, I went there. I just don't think I saved it. Okay.
That helps.
Okay, so date created. There it is. So it's easy from here on. You can put this in. We have about 100 different computer programs, migraines and whatever. So what I've done, and you can see there's no highs and there's all highs and no lows, and it still gives me the ability to make a report. Now, next time I come in, I will use this again. If I don't have 6 lows, this report will be grayed out. And since they're all highs, just fake it. Just go to client and edit it and say they're all low, but remember when you look at the report, they're all high. When we're looking at something like this, I like to look at genes and proteins first. The gene is something that has to be activated, and then the protein comes in and keeps that activated gene going, even though it may be a gene that you don't want, but it could be a gene that you like longevity gene. You'd want to keep that one. It looks like with the genes, we have some glutathione peroxidase. Tommy, we have some stuff here. I'll send you a bucket of it if it comes out on both of these. Glutathione also helps with methylation. And we're looking at something that is the same, band 3 protein. What is that? Degeneration implicated with Alzheimer's. If it was degenerated, it looks like it would be low. So I don't know if I would pay attention to that. I might give myself that formula in a whole-brained formula. And that's one of the things you do learn in the professional classes, how to use the frequencies that you get.
Okay. I'm taking notes.
You're taking notes? Okay, I'll send it to you too, Tommy. So no glutathione. Ah, insulin-like growth factor. It's here. What does it say? May help prevent Alzheimer's. So it's high. Now, if it's high for real, we want to just leave it. But if it's high because it's not being used, then we want to nudge it a bit. Something can be accumulative in the body and show high, but it's just sitting there and it's not being used at all because it doesn't have its component parts. So we would give Tommy the frequency for this and its antidote and see how he responded. And if we gave him the frequency that was too high and he loved it, it would mean that it's in there, it's just not being useful. Lipotropin is not there. Meglin, neuraminase. What is neuraminase? Structural similarities to the low-density lipoprotein receptor. Oh, I read the wrong thing. Removes salic acid residue from glycoproteins and glycolipids. I don't know why that would be important. I would have to go to the internet. And in the portal, there is a lot of links to the internet. Like if you clicked on this, it would take you to it and let you read about it. But here we'd have to go to Wikipedia or something and look it up. I don't know why removing salic acid residues from glycoproteins would have anything to do with dementia, but we've identified 3 things. Some of them we don't understand.
Well, one's a 4 and one's a 3 of neuraminidase, so I don't know if they're the same.
Well, it's got the exact same readout here. They probably have different frequencies, so that we'd have to try them all. But the insulin-like growth factor is on both.
Okay.
And then the band 3 protein. So three things right there that we'd look at that we would have to do with frequencies, because these are not things that you can go to the grocery store and buy or the pharmacy or anything. So let's go look at things that you could do. We can get rid of genomes and proteins, medications, get rid of toxins. We'll come back to that. Let's just look at the things that you could go buy on the shelf and see if there's anything that would help. Now, we're getting a note correlate chart here. This comes out with every printout, and it tells you what note, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, what note is in the most stress. A 4 or more tells us that that's where we should go. And he has 2 4s. So notes of G, so he may really like music in G or its opposite, C sharp, 6 notes away, which is his antidote. Or A sharp.
I do like that. I gravitate to C sharp a lot.
So it's trying to pull down this that's too much. And then the A sharp and E are another combination, and that's the immune system. Chemical detoxification, body regulation of oxygen, degeneration of body process. So you have 2 4s that we need to look at, any note that has that in it. Now, how would you find that? Go back to, this is an F, there's a D, there's an A, an F sharp. So we can go back and see what the notes are so you can pinpoint where the problem is. And one of the things that you can do is show these grid sections, and the red is predictive, which we're going to look at this evening very closely. The green is now, and the blue is long-term. Now, I find that distracting. You can change the colors or whatever. I find it distracting. But go in and find those G's. There's a C, a B. There's an A sharp. You can go in and find those notes. And if they are significant, and this is, these red lines, they move and they change shape. This is a plus 1, a plus 2, and a plus 3. And that E, wherever I found it, I think it was a plus. If it's in this plus 3 area, it's urgent. Minus 1, okay. Minus 2, maybe a little more worrisome. Something in minus 3, you've got a serious problem on your hands. And he has, this is a plus 3, that's above that red line. Those, that note of B, and there's a C, if I'm not right on it. Those are serious issues. And that's one of the things we teach you in class, how to tell what that priority is. So we know that A sharp and G are his notes. To balance that out, it would be its opposite, the note of E and C sharp together. He has inositol too high. Now, inositol is water-soluble. It's probably not too high. It's probably just not being useful. And choline is its sister component. And all of that is on our website. I can't believe I... There it is. The nutritional assimilation chart. So we know that inositol is a B vitamin, and it needs E, C, folic acid, linolenic acid to work well, or it's just going to accumulate. The body recognizes that it's not really something it wants to throw out, so it just keeps it and waits for its other component parts. You can either give it its component parts by over-the-counter nutrients that you just saw, CE, can't remember the others, or just wait. Having inositol high is not really an issue. Vitamin K, on the other hand, being high, it's blood clots. It's thick blood. It's peaches and nuts and what else has vitamin K? We definitely want to bring this down by giving it its antidote. And one of the antidotes for vitamin K is niacin. And we just posted a 300-page booklet on our forum. Judy LaHaye, are you here with us? Or anybody on the Bioacoustics forum? If you are, why don't you post that 300-page booklet on the Bioacoustic public forum? I don't see Judy here. She runs that forum. Tommy, could you send that to her and ask her to post it on that forum?
Which booklet?
The 360-some nutrient booklet I just...
Oh, the nutrient guide that we had?
Yeah, that I just posted.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not a good one either. Potassium to be too high and vitamin K to be too high, a problem. Potassium helps muscle signaling. It helps keep the heart beating. It helps keep water off the joints and the muscles. You can tell when your potassium gets too high, your tongue tends to swell. So you can look at the side of your tongue, and if it has little scallops or it has indents of your tongue, then you've got a problem. Potassium, magnesium goes with potassium. What helps get rid of potassium? Potassium is a mineral. Potassium, vitamin B6, calcium take twice as much potassium as sodium. And it is the liver that helps control the potassium, sodium, and calcium levels. So we might want to look at Tommy's liver. We might want to go back and look at his other sister components. We might want to look at the side of his tongue. But potassium and vitamin K together, you're looking at heart issues. And you can go to the internet and look at that, or go to that booklet, that 360-some page booklet. Maybe I should put it on the site for you guys so you can come back to soundhealthoptions.com, go to radio, go to happy hour, and we'll just post a link for the book there too. Pregnenolone, that's another liver issue, and it is very high. Those with dementia often have abnormal low levels. Alzheimer's exhibit abnormal low, so his is high. Are you taking any choline or cholic acid or pregnenolone or any kind of thyroid meds?
Not lately, no.
No, it may be that...
I'm kind of glad it's up, but...
Well, is it really up?
Yeah, I don't know if it's really high, but I'm not taking anything that would push that or be a factor in that.
It's a D-sharp, so that's the color of gold, and Capricorn blue is its opposite. So which of those colors would you like most?
Yeah, that's a funny question because I love both of them. There's this kind of a midnight blue color and gold that I just think are dynamite together. That's just kind of me.
So whole brain.
I need them as a balancing formula.
Whole brain, the D sharp is the color of gold and it's the frequency of pregnenolone. And then its opposite, its balancer, is the Capricorn-ish blue. It's really in between these two. This, well, on my computer it is. It's a Capricorn
blue.
Yeah,
it's not quite that purple. It's more of a blue, isn't it, Sherry?
Yeah, bluey purple. I don't know how people are seeing this through WebEx.
It looks more like lilac or something like that on the screen here.
Nope, not good. It should be more blue. The B should be magenta. The A sharp should be lilac-y. The A should be Capricorn blue, which is a light can't think of anything that's... There's some signs on the road sometimes that are this Capricorn blue. It's just a really unique color of blue. So I don't think these colors are coming through quite right. But you can download this and have it ready for any of your clients. There's enough information on our website for you to start a business, and we can help you do that. We have marketing classes too. We are truly trying to spread the word. Acetyl-carnitine, now that is one of the very essential nutrients for the heart. Tommy, I'm a little bit concerned about your heart. Do you have heart disease in your family at all? I think we lost Tommy.
My mom had an aneurysm. Her dad had a heart attack.
Aneurysms are usually associated with low selenium, but I didn't see that on your chart. The thing I'm interested in showing people tonight is our computer programs do predictive. If there's no intervention, if we don't give Tommy some acetylcholine and some inositol and get these things up and running, this is what's going to happen. Amyloid beta protein activators, that deals with Alzheimer's. The carnitine genome is going to get to be an issue. Choline enzymes are going to start to be an issue. Copper is going to become an issue. Look at this one, two. Copper chaperone, copper transport, and copper. This is what Reagan had. Curcumin, that really helps get rid of some of the toxins in the brain. Curcumin and is another name for it. Turmeric. Dopamine receptors. So we look at these and we see, well, we already had that carnitine in there. We had choline in there. We didn't have copper, but did we have anything that deals with copper? Copper needs molybdenum to use calcium. I don't know what else copper needed. I just been notified we're out of time. But we have another page here. So this can tell you what's going to happen. Didn't we have neuraminase already? One and three, I think.
We had three and four.
Three and four. So four is going to get worse. Ornithine, that helps the body get rid of toxins. NADH, that's an enzyme for the liver. So these are the things that we need to work on so that this doesn't manifest. I think especially the carnitine and the choline, those came up on all of the charts. The choline, its partner is the inositol. So the more of you these you watch, and Richard pointed out there's over 600 of them, the more of these you watch, the more you'll be able to help your client work with any of the programs that we have. And if you're particularly interested in one program more than another, you can go to Sound Health, go to Downloads, and there is a software list there. There's over 100 softwares, from helping your local sports team to helping Alzheimer's patients to seizures to dementia. We can help you get started. We want a bioacoustic center in every community. So please share this information with other people. Tell them about this show. Tell them what we can do. Tell them how we're being poisoned. Tell them how we're trying to set up a defense and to train people to let it happen. And all of you, go over and check out the portal, soundhealthportal.com. Tommy's giving me a message to everyone here. All of this is going to be transferred to the portal. As soon as we get the portal up and running and efficient and easy, and that's the major complaint. It's not easy enough. It's going to be a touch of a button for you to just click, say, I've just come home and I had a hard time on the bus and blah, 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 and, oh, I want to see blue today, and you can just say whatever you need to, and all of this will pop out, and you'll have your reports, and you'll be able to do something about it, and you will have dominion over your own health, because whoever controls this protocol is going to control your quality of life, and I want it to be you. Thank you, Richard, for staying over. Any last thoughts?
Well, that's really what I, you know, when I was grousing about the Congress early on, really, it's about taking our power back. I don't think we can, you know, everybody wants to throw spit wads at Hillary or spit wads at Trump or, you know, whoever is in is the pseudo in charge person. But the reality is, it's a mess. And while that settles or does or does not get figured out, we can be using this technology to actually help ourselves. I think that's amazing. That's why I'm here. Those are my last words.
And Richard volunteers for each of these shows. Jan had an important statement in chat. Sherry, before you end, could you comment on those comments in chat about the yellow color being used against us? Well, it's being used in fast food restaurants against us because it helps stimulate hunger. But I'm looking back through here. Where is the yellow? Depends on the shade of yellow, gold yellow, bright yellow. Everybody has their own scale. Everybody has their own frequencies. That's why they're not able to get all of us at once with one frequency, unless it's a frequency that's just too high and hurts our color. Okay, it's from Robert. The disease being pushed onto people with these sound vibrations is all in the yellow color. This disease being pushed is causing people have something other. Robert, would you write me more about that? Yellow is the lungs, the bronchial tubes, oxygen at a cellular level, and all of those we can beat. We can give you oxygen in the air in a room, and people will say, the air smells blue, the air smells cool, the air smells like it's going to rain. And we didn't even tell them what we put on. A lot of good information posted in the chat. So click in the chat. Control A will make it all blue for you. Control C will copy it. Go to a Word document and paste it in. Then you'll have all of those. We are over time considerably, and so we have to go. But I'm certainly going to write to those of you who have put in information in there. Yes, Steve, that on Tommy's chart was like a slice, but that's an advanced piece of information. Steve says, the power of suggestion, I don't know what that was about, I'll have to go back and look. I love it that you guys post things to help each other, because this really is a family of people coming together to help everybody. Fran says, that was powerful and a little scary. I appreciate all the work and generous, including Tommy, helps us learn. Thank you, Richard, Sherry, and everyone. Well, thank you, Fran. It's wonderful to be appreciated. And we will talk to you on Sunday. And I never can remember what's going to happen, but it's a fun one. We deliberately went out and found a fun one.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that. I have no idea who it is, but, you know, I know we'll see you on Sunday. Everybody have a great rest of the week. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Fran. Bye-bye.